All right, some breaking news. 5 hours ago, Auth0, a very, very popular authorization and authentication, service that is a cloud service that you can use, went down 5 hours ago. They're still investigating. So far, as of now, seems like things are going back to normal. This is a preliminary report. We know very little. I did some investigations that I can put two and two together. I'll share my opinion in a minute, but we'll have to wait for the actual root cause analysis to see what went on. Again, kudos to all the Auth0 engineers that are working really hard to get this service back up and running. We know this is a very, very difficult time, so kudos. And let's just jump into the video. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Going into the status.auth0.com, starting with the investigating 5 hours ago, we're currently experiencing an increased error rate in Auth0 services. Our engineering team is investigating and we will provide you with further updates as we have them. For a while, I believe this page went down, as we always see when things go bad. The method to update the customers actually go down as well, which is kind of unfortunate. But obviously, Auth0 team uses Twitter to update the customers, which is not bad. But all right, our engineers, our on-call teams continuing to investigate this issue. 5 hours ago, we have received some reports of status.auth0.com being inaccessible by a small subset of customers. As a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter. Okay, so this is very, very common, that we saw with Amazon, that we saw with Google. The medium to update by which the actual service or the cloud service to update their customers goes down with their system, because everything is almost like a central point of failure. All right. A set of customer base has reported being unable to access our support center as a result of this issue. Very bad thing. Very similar thing. We always see this. Amazon, I think they fixed that with their latest outage a few months ago. They said they just detached the support, the dashboard, from the actual production. If you need to file a ticket, we have enabled a temporary support route, which you can, they give an email right here. 4 hours ago, our engineers have identified some patterns in our databases that we believe could be related to this issue. We are attempting to leverage them to identify the issue. The first question I ask, what is the database? And I'm going to give you some answers. Hopefully, it might be wrong, but this is just all speculation. I found a blog that detailed all their databases use. We're continuing to work on this incident, and we are also looking into ways to reduce this impact this is generating. At this time, we are still unclear as the root cause of this issue. We have identified that this issue is coming from our database. Okay, so they know now, I guess, that this is a database issue. However, we're still tracking the root cause of this issue. Right? So maybe the database issue is kind of a side effect. What is the root issue? We don't know yet. We understand that this is an issue impacting the entirety of the environment, and full Auth team engaged and resolve this. 2 hours ago, we are continuing to work on restoring services as quickly as possible. We understand that this is a significant impact on your business. Yeah, authentication and authorization is the most important piece. If you can't authenticate, bad stuff happen. That's what happened to Microsoft a few weeks back, right? The authentication. That's what happened to Google. If you can't authenticate, even if your backend is up and running, your actual service is up and running. It's useless. I can't get in. We're continuing to work on the restoring services for the outage. We can communicate that users who are logged in are not impacted by this incident. Okay. So now, once you are logged in, you should be okay. You can use other services. It's the mechanism to authenticate or to get some metadata is that's broken, I guess. We're executing all remediation steps for our incident protocol. Our technical teams are engaged in this. All right. Again, kudos for all the engineering team that is working on this. Again, I've been there once upon a time, so this is not fun. We are seeing customers in US-1 production moving to degraded performance. Okay, so this is kind of a good thing. Degraded performance is better than nothing, right? So US production is up and running, Alexa, I guess, say degraded performance. We continue to see customers that have moved to degraded performance. All right, so they're moving to degraded performance. Systems are recovering and access to Auth0 dashboard has been restored. Okay, so now we can access the dashboard 49 minutes ago. We're continuing to dedicate our full team's effort on restoring services for all customers impacted by this incident. We continue to see additional customers that have moved to degraded performance. Our user search V3 service is currently disabled. V3 service is currently disabled. So there is an API version 3 that search for the user and they disabled that. There must be a reason why that got disabled. So that database that supporting that is choking for some reason. We'll find out what database is that. We're going to go into that in a minute. I actually found out what is the exact database. Once the service is enabled again, all data will be brought up again. So the V3 is now pointing to V2, which serves stale data. We continue to see performance improvement. We are working to fully restore services. All right. So it looks like it's a database issue. Let's refresh to see if there's an update. No, 17 minutes ago, no update. Let's go back. I found a blog here written 2018. So this might be a little bit dated, but I think it might still give us some hints as what is going on until the Auth0 team shows us the root cause analysis. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 databases. MongoDB is their main database. They call it MongoDB is our central data store. It's our source of truth for most of the data that matter of our customers. We store settings, connections, rules, users, and much more. Interesting. Okay, so the users are in MongoDB. The rules are in MongoDB. Our Mongo clusters serve many thousands of requests per second, but we don't store that much data. Okay, they don't store much data. Interesting. So maybe just metadata. All right, Elasticsearch. What are they using Elasticsearch for? We have a very long story with Elasticsearch, and not always a happy one. We use Elasticsearch to store 3 types of data: user metadata, audits logs, and application logs. Logs from our microservices off-the-shelf solutions like MongoDB and Nginx. So MongoDB logs goes into Elastic. So this is like the large content goes into Elastic. Third, Postgres. Guys, look at this. We have 3 main databases stored in Postgres running on AWS RDS. What is RDS again? Again, it's a search. All right, let's keep this short. Breached passwords, user metadata, search V3 is currently available. So back in 2018, that was 3 years ago, Postgres was the database to search, to provide the search version 3, right? So let's read through a little bit. Given the scalability issues we faced with Elasticsearch, we completely rewritten the user metadata search function, search feature into what we call user search V3, which is currently disabled. And we're gradually migrating tenants to that new solution. It uses Postgres instead of Elasticsearch for storage. So I really hope it's not Postgres because I really love Postgres, you know, guys. So we don't know what's going on. Again, everything here I'm saying is P pure speculation. Could be MongoDB, could be Elasticsearch. I doubt it's actually, they don't rely on Elastic much, but it could be MongoDB, which is their main source of truth, as they say, Postgres or Elastic. What is Redis? What do they use Redis for? I doubt it's Redis. Redis is just caching. They use Redis for caching, right? So I doubt it's Redis. All right, so four databases. Any one of those could cause the issue. Guys, are you affected by this issue? Are you? Do you use Auth0? What do you use it for? Because I don't use Auth0. I'm just interested in what kind of use cases you use this for. Instead of relying on your own authentication system. Let me know in the comment section below. Guys, again, kudos for the old engineer on Auth0 team working very hard to get this up and running. And guys, let me know if you're affected by this. And hopefully this is go back to normal. It looks like it's starting to get, everything's going back to normal. But I'm going to make another video once we have the full details. Stay awesome. Goodbye.